We usually read from your letters on Tuesdays. We ran out of time yesterday, so this week it's Wednesday, and time to read from your emails and web comments. Our movie buffs were out in force over the holiday when they weren't spending 3 hours, 3 hours watching Avatar. They were listening to our show about the history of special effects. Frank, in Vacaville, California, pointed out that sometimes the magic is so hidden, we don't even realize it's there. I love special effects which are not apparent, he wrote. In Gone with the Wind, people don't realize that when Scarlett walks into the 12 Oaks mansion, the outside of the mansion didn't exist. It was actually just outside the studio set. The exterior was painted on glass, then the rest of the shot was superimposed, making it appear that she'd walked into the mansion. Don't you love the old masters? Tim in California notes that even the spectacular can age quickly. Jurassic Park changed my life when I saw it in theaters as a 13-year-old boy. The dinosaurs looked so real and lifelike. Unfortunately, seeing a clip today, it's almost too easy to spot the fake-looking T-Rex. Our eyes are getting so good at seeing through the illusions that at some point in the past looked so realistic. Even Gollum from Lord of the Rings fails to look as lifelike today as he did only a few years ago. Age can make the blue screens fall from our eyes. And Matt in Columbia, South Carolina, pointed out one more technology, reminding us John Waters' smell-o-vision is a classic breakthrough in movie tech. Yeah, I just wished he'd call it Aromarama. Our show, looking back at some of the lives we lost in 2009, brought in several hundred emails. We loved reading your remembrances. Here are a few more. John wrote, Roy DiCarava died this past September. He was an influential photographer for the past 50-plus years and the first black photographer to win a Guggenheim Fellowship. I studied with him in the 70s at Hunter College in New York City. He was not only a great photographer and teacher, but a warm and caring mentor who became a father figure to me. He published photographs to accompany Sweet Flypaper of Life by Langston Hughes. There is too much to say about him here. Suffice to say, he lived a very successful and moving life, having touched many, many hearts along the way. He will be sorely missed. Joanne from Colorado wrote, My husband's grandmother, Dolores Henderson, died in April, just a few weeks before reaching the 100-year mark. Dee was married to the test pilot Jimmy Collins. A classic Hollywood movie called Test Pilot, starring Spencer Tracy, Clark Gable, and Myrna Loy, was made about their lives together. Dee was a singer and model who performed in the Rainbow Room. She was a strong woman, a survivor. She grew up outside Pond Creek, Oklahoma, where her family had homesteaded. She lost the great love of her life, Jimmy Collins, in a tragic test piloting accident in the middle of the Depression while raising two small children. She was still teaching water aerobics in her 90s and driving in her 99th year. She will be terribly missed by family and friends alike. And Rebecca wrote in about her grandfather. Howard Preston was a veteran of World War II, where he was stationed in Germany and had the responsibility of running the bar and nightclub for his infantry. He didn't drink, so he was the only one they trusted with handling the liquor. He was a crucial part of keeping the American troops relatively sane during the war. He also transported various supplies between stations, a dangerous, important, and thankless task. When out of the army, he was a farmer and father of 8 children for the rest of his life. It's important to remember the little people like him. If we learned anything from our show, it's that there are no little people. Again, thank you so much for sharing your memories with us. You can always reach us at talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. Talk of the Nation is produced by Susan Lund, David Gura, John Asante, April Failing, Dahlia Martinez, Asma Chalid, and Barry Hardiman. Our editor is Scott Cameron. Sarah Handel is our associate producer. She handles our web content, and she is directing today. Gwen Newton normally directs the program. Ivan Burketh is our technical director. He gets engineering help from Nathan Bark, who's actually driving today, and Jerry Tennant. Talk of the Nation's theme music is composed by Greg Smith. Our supervising senior producer is Carlene Watson. Sue Goodwin is the executive producer of Talk of the Nation. Tomorrow, we'll look more closely at the CIA in Afghanistan after a double agent killed 7 CIA officers with a suicide bomb. That's tomorrow. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.